It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock, and Patty Vasquez, pretty late when Patty Vasquez takes over. Well, it's time for Studio 435, a regular Monday night segment that brings you live performances from some of Chicago's best musicians. Tonight's no exception. We bring in the sounds of White Mystery, the rock and roll duo, brother-sister combo of Miss Alex White and Francis Scott Key White. The band has put out an album a year since they started playing together in 2008. Their latest is Out of Control, and it's called Out of Control. See what I did there? White Mystery is playing the Edgewater Greek Fest at St. Andrew's Church on July 9th, and they have a warehouse show coming up as well. We'll talk about that. And they're in studio with us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, White Mystery.
One, two, three, four.
Falling in love on the tip of a rocket. Put that in your dream and smoke it. Rock and be nice and naughty. I can be proud of my body, yeah. You are my best friend.
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 Falling in love on the tip of a rocket. Put that in your dream and smoke it. I can be nice and naughty.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of pushing and shoving.
Yeah!
Yeah! Woo! In studio! White Mystery in studio here in Studio 435 in the Allstate's Showcase Studio. I said the word studio six times there. Miss Alex White, Francis Scott Key White in studio with us tonight. Thanks for being here.
Greetings.
Thank you so much for having us in your studio.
The studio. The song called Best Friend off the record, Out of Control. Let's talk about that. I mentioned at the beginning, I mean, you guys have been performing together since 2008, and you put out an album a year, essentially. Talk about how you guys make music and how fast you make music.
Well, as brother and sister, we've been playing together since we were little kids, and White Mystery formally started in 2008. And that's when we decided that we would be a band for 10 years, put a record out like clockwork on April 20th every year. And since then, we've played almost 1,000 shows worldwide in Japan and the UK. And it keeps us motivated to have that cycle of productivity. And we even put out a feature-length film last year. It pushes us to be really creative as a band.
Is that important to you? Is that important to have deadlines and to be able to produce in that kind of... that? kind of pressure?
Absolutely. It keeps you on track, you know, keeps you fit artistically and physically and pushes you out there beyond your comfort levels. And at this point, we're on our way to a Guinness record, so it worked out.
There you go. Talk about the relationship you guys playing together as siblings. What are the benefits of, you know, being able to play music as White Mystery with someone you've played with your entire life?
100% trust and dedication is a definite benefit of having a blood relative as your bandmate.
Too blessed to be stressed. And we're very grateful to all of our fans and friends and family who have supported us all these years, especially our mom and dad. Thanks, mom and dad.
At least when you get up there on stage to accept awards, just one set of parents that you have to thank. That works out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about Out of Control. You know, to be able to do 8 albums, you know, how do you feel about the evolution of the work, of the music? Talk about sort of, you know, how your music has changed and matured over the 8 albums time.
Well, we've been calling the new White Mystery album Out of Control our pop masterpiece, where our first several albums, we kicked them out in a day. Just very punk rock, you know, sat down, nailed an entire album, mixed it the following day. With Out of Control, we had the luxury of time. So we were able to really develop the songs, make each one unique.
Did you like that? You like that? Yeah.
Well, you know, what's cool about this April 20th cycle and being Chicagoans, lifelong Chicago Public School, you know, people from the North Side, is that we usually have to record in the wintertime. You know, if it's hard to remember now that it's gorgeous outside, but when we have those snowy, insane, just bone-chilling days, that's when we record our records. So it, like we were saying, it keeps us productive, and it's definitely something to do in the depths of the winter. And Out of Control does have like a sunny vibe, though. We had fun with it. And it goes anywhere from Best Friend, the song that you just heard now, to darker songs like Sweet Relief, which we're going to play for you later.
We're talking with the band White Mystery in studio with Ms. Alex White and Francis Scott Key White. They're playing at the Edgewater Greek Fest at the St. Andrew's Church on July 9th. They also have a warehouse show coming up. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's take a break. We'll come back here at Studio 435. We'll hear some more music.
Woo-hoo.
Stay with us. It's Studio 435 time here on The Download. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, White Mystery, Miss Alex White and Francis Scott Key White, the dynamic duo of siblings, brother and sister combo, grew up here in Chicago, and they're playing the Edgewater Greek Fest at St. Andrew's Church on July 9th. But they've played, they tour all over the country, played all over the world, festivals here in Chicago like Riot Fest and on and on and on. So great to have you guys in studio. I've been a fan of yours. I've known your work here in Chicago for years. I mean, it's amazing to think that you guys just started as White Mystery in 2008. It feels like it's much longer.
Well, that feels like a lifetime ago now, 2008, after having played almost 1,000 shows on 3 continents, 44 states. A lot of people recognize us from playing on that parade float with Sir Richard Branson last year. And that
for the Virgin Hotel, right?
Yeah. You know, so in that time, we have just seen so much and experienced so much. But we're always happy to come back to Chicago, to our roots.
Well, talk about that. I mean, for you, I mean, upwards of 200, 250 shows a year, touring everywhere around the world. I mean, and you're an independent, you guys book everything yourselves. So talk about that. How satisfying has it been to be able to be White Mystery and tour the world?
It's amazing to own your own success, to be responsible for your own failures, but also all the things, the great heights that you can achieve. We have 100% responsibility outside of our family that's helped us and our friends that have provided, you know, beds and food for us along the way. It's been Alex and I every single step, and it's been a wild adventure. And it was also our destiny since we were small children to go out and accomplish this. So, I don't know, it's pretty cool.
As you know, brother, sister, talk about your roots in music. Where did it come from that you guys were drawn to being musicians?
Well, neither one of our parents are musicians, but they're music lovers. So, you know, in the 90s, when people were repurchasing their vinyl collections on compact disc, we got to hear the Rolling Stones and the Who and all of these great bands that really helped us fall in love with rock and roll. There's a picture of Francis and I when we're wee little kids in our first band called Baby Blues, predating the cartoon. We're like, hey, wait, that's our name. And we saw that Tribune comic, actually. And Fran's playing a little plastic piano and I'm playing a saxophone. And, you know, it's just being raised in a creative household where our mom was like, turn up the vocals instead of turn down, you know, turn it down, down there. She was always very encouraging. And because of that, we were totally cool with taking the reins on this band. I graduated from DePaul University with a business degree in entrepreneurship. Started a record label when I was in high school at Northside College Prep up on the north side of Chicago. And it's just been cool developing this project and developing the vision and putting these records out and designing the covers. And now we're at a point where we're collaborating with a lot of artists who are creating these covers and these posters and these videos, which are all on our website, whitemystery.com. And it's just cool that you could start in your parents' basement and then end up on late-night television.
Yeah, right. I mean, for you guys, I mean, talk about that collaborative spirit, because the two of you have paved a way and carved out success together, as White Mystery, the duo. As you get bigger and there's more opportunity for collaboration, whether it be videos or whether it be other musicians, I mean, how do you open up to bring other people into the White Mystery family?
I think a lot of times those people approach us. We're, for instance, a poster artist from Indonesia. We still haven't met him personally, of course, but through email, I guess the internet is a huge part of being able to be connected worldwide and set up these tours, where maybe 50 years ago, a band could not have necessarily booked themselves in the UK and across Europe because the internet has become such a connected tool for
GPS
an entrepreneur.
GPS technology.
Yeah.
Cell phone technology, not having to rely on payphones and phone books and handwritten maps and the generosity of strangers to get across the world. It's a big,
it's a big
leg up nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
I know that. I remember being in a touring, I think I was in a weird, like in somewhere in Wales. I just got on a payphone and I had a phone number on the back of a thing. And I called somebody who was a friend of a friend in London. They're like, yeah, come on through tonight. I'm a shoo. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is a little different now. Mm-hmm. Like, that was pre-internet days.
There's still high-risk, high-reward moments where you don't know where you're going next and the places you came from was pretty sketchy the night before and it gets kind of gnarly, but we have each other no matter what and we don't split up.
Yeah, stick together for all those bands out there who are like, well, how do you do it? How do you accomplish all this? Just stick together.
Yeah.
And back
because
each other
there
up.
Are, I mean, there's ups and downs, and there's going to be a lot of different challenges. Does it hinder you at all? Are the challenges the fact that you are family? I know if I was on tour with my brother, I think we'd be in fights every third day.
I always think of what Buddy Guy told us when we had an interview with him years ago, where he asked who does the driving, and I was like, I do a lot of the driving. And he said, do you ever hit a bump in the road? And I said, yes. And he's like, well, just keep driving. What do you do when you hit a bump in the road? You don't stop. You got to just keep going. And Alex and I took that advice to heart a long time ago and knew it wouldn't always just be an easy ride, but I don't know. Perseverance is key.
Love it. All right. White Mystery in studio, Studio 435 here. Let's hear another track. What do you guys want to play?
We're going to play a song called Cerebellum off the new record about parts of the brain.
Cerebellum. All right. White Mystery in studio here on Michigan Avenue. Take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I don't know how I'm gonna tell him that I've got no cerebellum. He's coming after me. But you know that I'm no sissy. In the morning light, you know I'm gonna be there. In the morning, in the starry sky, you know I'm gonna be there. Ooh, bow, bow, ooh, bow, 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 ooh, bow, bow, ooh, bow, bow, bow. Mama Dula on Blangada. If you want some, I got a lighter. He's coming after me. But you know that I'm no sissy. In the morning light, you know I'm gonna be there. In the morning, in the starry sky, you know I'm gonna be there. Ooh, bow, bow. I'm gonna be there. Step inside my humble abode, where you find my frontal lobe. He's coming after me, but you know that I'm no sissy. In the morning light, you know I'm gonna be there. In the morning, in the starry sky, you know I'm gonna be there. Ooh, bow, bow. Gonna be there. Got a finger in my cortex. He's waiting at my doorstep. Why does he want my gray matter? That's the sound of children's laughter. In the morning light, you know I'm gonna be there. In the morning, in the starry sky, you know I'm gonna be there. Ooh, bow, bow. Bow, 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 bow. I'm gonna be there.
Yeah, all right. There we go. White Mystery in studio, Studio 435 here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. They're playing Edgewater Greek Fest at St. Andrew's Church on July 9th. Their new album is called Out of Control. We'll continue here with Studio 435. Gets one last track with White Mystery after the news here in the Download. Stay with us. It's a Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Studio 435 Monday nights. This is where we have our Monday night segment that bring you the live performances from some of Chicago's greatest. Tonight's no exception. We're bringing you the sounds of White Mystery, the rock and roll duo, the brother-sister combo of Miss Alex White and Francis Scott Key White. They've got their latest album, Out of Control, is out this year. They've done pretty much an album a year since they became White Mystery back in 2008. They're playing the Edgewater Greek Fest at St. Andrew's Church on July 9th and a warehouse show as well, which doesn't have a location yet. That's the fun part about a warehouse show, right?
Yeah, this is one of our signature mystery shows coming up this weekend, and the address will be announced the day of the show.
Really?
Yep.
So just follow on social media. Is that pretty much where you find it?
That's the way to do it.
All right. Follow White Mystery. You guys, you mentioned early on, and it caught this, and I didn't know this, but you said, you know, it's a 10-year project.
Yes.
White Mystery is a 10-year project. So 2018 is the completion of a decade's worth of music.
Right.
What's the plan? I mean, is the plan to break up, to not work together? What? Why just a 10-year limit?
It started off where 10 years felt really far away when we first set up that goal. And it guided us through, you know, sticking together, touring, aggressively producing albums. And now, you know, 2018's around the corner, and what happens next will be the mystery.
For you, and Francis, you mentioned this in an interview about the idea of really committing to this project. I mean, when you talk about committing, that means not just, you know, playing in this band, but putting a hold on relationships, being in a position where the music comes first. Talk about that concept, that philosophy when being in a band, that especially a band with your sister.
Well, in order to visualize something, to bring something into reality that you have in your head or your heart or a dream, you have to really pour your essence into it to make it real, and sometimes put on hold like who you are for who you may turn into in the future. And it's been like an incubation period for the last 8 years, and we're going to metamorphosize into something the world's never seen before. So just hold on to your pants, you know.
Well, that's good. I didn't see that coming at the end of that answer. That's good. There's going to be a metamorphosis. But I mean, for you, I mean, how important is it? You know, and there is this, especially when you're talking about being independent musician in Chicago, there's this give and take where, you know, people will have day jobs or do things for money and then be able to do music on the side. I just read something today about a longtime musician who said music, unfortunately, as I got older, became a hobby. Mm-hmm. You know, like other things became my full-time ventures. Talk about that push and pull of being an artist, especially an artist in Chicago, where you have to think about, you know, paying the rent as opposed to just being a pure musician.
We very much decided early on that music wasn't going to be a hobby. And we have 50 or 60 years of rock and roll history to learn from up until this point. And there was a way of doing things for a long time that my sister didn't believe in, so we didn't start paying for rent in a practice space like most bands do, and we didn't sign away pieces of every single check like a lot of bands do, and we decided to just persevere, even though at the time it felt like we were doing things in a way that no one else really was, and that can be scary, but you have to take risks in order to get a reward, and our mom told us to not come back home until we were famous, so we went on tour for 5 years and 8 years, quit our day jobs, took that risk where if it didn't work out, we might have starved or ended up somewhere in the world lost and not be able to get back, but we did it, and we're here, and we're not done yet.
We were on tour for so long, we came home and our dog's hair was gray. We're like, wow, it's been a long ride. This poor dog. And then you look in the mirror and you realize that you're exactly the same. That rock and roll keeps you young, for sure.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, you mentioned it, DePaul University, having a background and getting a degree in going to business school.
Yes.
Talk about how that informs your music. I mean, do you, obviously, by doing things that are a little bit different, you know, persevering, doing the things that Francis was just talking about, mm-hmm. that's born not just from sort of, hey, we're just going to do this because we're musicians. It's born from a background in business.
Right. And, you know, the way that it started when I was going to Northside College Prep on the north side of Chicago, started a record label when I was 17, started putting out 7-inch 45s, little tiny mm-hmm. vinyl platters. And one day my mom said, did you know that what you do is called entrepreneurship? And I had never heard that term before. And she handed me a Chicago Tribune article about how DePaul was one of the first universities to offer an undergrad entrepreneurship program. So with that in mind, I pursued it and was able to use my record label as my case study throughout my college experience. And with that, I was able to really develop it in that time. So when White Mystery was ready to launch, I had figured out worldwide distribution and licensing and reading contracts and all that business. And like Fran said, it was kind of scary at first, where it's like, okay, it's us against the world a little bit. And you think about the Illuminati and, oh man, are they after us? What's going on? That sort of thing. side note. But what we found is that while it's a slower start, and there were a lot of bands that shot past us at that beginning stage.
You had a plan.
We had a plan, and we're still a band, where a lot of bands have come and gone in that period of time. And what it's really about is dedication to each other and White Mystery as a third-party entity.
I'm fascinated by the concept of, you know, merging music and business school. you know, there's this idea of book smart and street smart. How much, you know, did you have in your mind, you know, the concept and the plan that you wanted White Mystery to be? Mm-hmm. And how much has that changed as you got on the road and you started to live the life of White Mystery?
We stuck to it 100%, and we've been unwavering up until this point. And that's why, I don't know, I feel like it works and we're still a band and we haven't given up on each other yet.
Goal setting is essential. So at the beginning of this band, one of our first goals was, let's play Canada. That'll be our second country. We can say we've played two countries. And once we did Canada, we played Canada two times. Then we said, okay, let's play Europe. You know, and then within a year or two, you've accomplished that. And then you've gone back a second time. And what we realize is that when we set goals, we were doubling up on them. And when we said we have to play a third continent, we have to tour Japan, we accomplished that goal last year. And it was one of the wildest, best feelings to be halfway across the world on the other side of the globe, planet Earth, and playing for people in Nagoya and Fukuoka and Tokyo.
What goals haven't been crossed off the list?
We have not played Conan O'Brien yet. We played the Carson Daly Show on NBC. That was our first late night foray TV appearance. And
but Conan's on the big list.
Conan, he's our fellow redhead. We're two gingers. We want to play for Conan.
Okay.
Yeah.
And performing at the Aragon Ballroom, where at first... like 6 years ago, I was like, wow, I'd love to play the Metro. If I played the Metro, that means I made it. And then you play the Metro a couple of times and you think, what's next? It's like, wow, the Aragon's just sort of lingering in the distance. Are we ever going to be able to get in there and like play a show, play a packed show? So we're working on it for 2018. We're going to take a good 2 years to plan out a good show before we're done, you know?
The last question is just about Chicago. You've mentioned, you know, both went to high school here. You grew up here. You went to high school in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You went to DePaul. Talk about what this town means to you as musicians to say that you're Chicago's White Mystery.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago is such an important part to our cultural fabric and our identities. You know, you can leave here, but you still have Chicago inside of you, and that's a toughness and street smarts, which you're describing. But it's also that industrial din of cars and the L tracks just clattering away.
Fireworks and gunshots.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I feel like we're a loud band, and we're a little bit of we've got a little dirt around the edges of what we play, and that's very Chicago.
White Mystery is going to be playing at the Edgewater Greek Fest at St. Andrew's Church on July 9th. They also got a warehouse show coming up this weekend, but you got to go on their social media to find out where it's going to be. That'll be on Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday. The album is called Out of Control. Can we hear one more from you guys?
Yes.
This is Francis's special song. It's called Sweet Relief.
Sweet Relief. I'm White Mystery in studio here, Studio 435. Take it away, guys.
Sweetness is a weakness. You're gonna wanna see this through the pain and the sickness. I have the thickest equipment, you know I'll make the shipment just in time for Christmas. You won't wanna miss this. Get back in line and go about your business. It's the meanest shizmit this side Olympus. Get take a step back before I get this lips under this lips. Goodbye and good riddance. Leave now or I'll send you back to the sticks while your body bag zips. I sneak attack with D6s and spike frauds in the tournament. Say one more word and I'll torture you with my instruments. The knee of justice shatters your ignorance, immobilize with real eyes. The forces of evil may spin their lies, but will mesmerize. Materialize the cavalry with the righteous war cries. Field of Ives may just realize how pathetic you seem to the just and the wise. You we may be, but the lion's share of the glory marks our legacy. With my sword sister next to me, there's nothing out of reach. I'll fight in the streets with scars on my feet until the battle's won, the enemy's beat. The legend will live and the malice will subside. Maybe one day after we all die, someone will be smart enough to learn the reason why. Spirit of the generation, bring the message to our nation. When your bootstraps become your table scraps, freedom can still be found on a map. If you don't know what you want, let alone how to get it, you can still find enlightenment hidden inside a real work ethic. Making you proud is my fetish. Find yourself on heaven's guest list. My destiny is supersonic. I pray to not become demonic. A twist of fate can derail a crusade if the crucible can be swayed. Invisible hands demand their payment. Blood for the blood got inside the pavement. Anxiety makes you manipulate. Depression is real, but you are fake. The chemicals in our bodies are made from dead suns and the ghosts of aliens. We want to be free. It's going to be excruciating to fight for all eternity. We're slaves to the lords of the galaxy that look just like you and me. We want to be free. It's going to be excruciating to fight for all eternity. Don't turn your back on me. I promise it will be haunting. Martyrs split in half, air to their necks may still have an effect if the Awokens don't expect it to be handed to them. You probably have rocks in your hands already, hardwired to a system you think you can see despite your eyelids mask the true reality. The pain will rouse you from sleep. The dreams deep inside can still blind while the truth creeps out your ears in waves of disguise. Find every soldier is a queen that resents the fate that attracted her in the first damn place. I hope we all die in outer space, cold, alone, and afraid. The oxygen leaves your body in a violent parade. The bug lord's about to get laid, and he's ready to impregnate you with a child whose mighty pincers and eight legs!
We're coming for you. You're running for me, yeah. The tables are turning. We want to be free, yeah. Oh, oh, sweet relief. We're coming for you, yeah. You're running for me, oh no. The tables are turning. We want to be free, yeah. Oh, oh, sweet relief.
You better believe we're coming for you. Climb the trees, we're gonna eat you. Looking at rays of light through a lens of blood and flesh, be my guest.
We're coming for you. You're running for me, oh yeah. The tables are turning. We want to be free, yeah. Whoa, whoa, sweet relief.
Yeah. In studio tonight, the band White Mystery. Thank you so much, Miss Alex White and Francis Scott Key White. You can see White Mystery playing at the Edgewater Greek Fest in St. Andrew's Church on July 9th. They also going to be playing a warehouse show this weekend. Check out their social media, White Mystery, on Facebook and all the others, Twitter, everything in between. The new record is called Out of Control. I can't thank you guys enough. Thanks for being here, and thanks for being our guests on Studio 435.
What up? Thank you so much for having us. Shout-outs to everybody out there.